Jacob, J-A-C-O-B, Hooper, H-O-O-P-E-R, 11580. Today's 10-2, 45-year-old gentleman with extensive history of COPD, tobacco abuse, congestive heart failure, fetal alcohol syndrome, has been evaluated today because of worsening condition, period. In the paragraph, he lives at home. He has neighbors that care about him and help him, but he needs provider services. He's no longer can rely on the neighbors. Period. In the paragraph, he was originally adopted from Colorado with fetal alcohol syndrome. Otherwise, nothing else is known about his mom and dad. Period. He worked in he did labor. He worked in a trash. He collected trash. And he has had retail jobs in the past, but he's been too weak and difficult to do any kind of work for the past 5 or 6 years. He was a heavy smoker. He quit smoking 6 months ago. Never really have drank much alcohol. He lives alone now in his house in Houston, his apartment in Houston. When patient was seen, he was on a nebulizer because he was short of breath. He uses a nebulizer at least 4 to 6 times a day. He has oxygen at 2 liters that he uses as well. Past medical problems is a cellulitis of his leg, boxer's fracture in the past, history of chest pain, shortness of breath, myocardial infarction. Last year, ejection fraction was low. He had diffuse heart disease, was told the only medication he can take is aspirin and to be treated with medication. He's not a candidate for any type of revascularization, CABG, and or stent placement, period. Family history, adopted, surgery, cardiac catheterization, knee surgery, both knees and hands. Medical problems, COPD, sleep apnea, congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, O2 dependency, shortness of breath, weakness. Review of system, obesity, history of sleep apnea, not using a CPAP, difficulty with walking. He was able to walk around and take care of himself, but he's no longer able to do so. He has to wear a diaper because he can't get to the bathroom. He can't get to the doctor on a regular basis because he's too weak to leave the house. He's gained weight. He has a 1+ pill edema. He's not eating very much, even though he's gained weight. He thinks the fluid is what's responsible for his weight gain, which he's probably right. Has orthopnea, has PND, has a shortness of breath with activity and at rest. Medication, he takes albuterol inhaler, albuterol neb treatment that he was using at the time of evaluation. Recently on amoxicillin and doxycycline because of exacerbation of COPD and cellulitis of the lower extremity. Aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Lipitor, 40 milligram a day. Zyrtec, 10 milligram a day. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligram a day. Norco 10-3-25 once a day, and Ativan 4 times a day, and Ativan 1 milligram up to 3 times a day for anxiety, air, hunger, allergy, codeine. He's awake, he's alert, he's able to give me good history, but he's slow, somewhat slow in his mentation. 119 over 62, pulse 85, respiration is 80, O2 sat 92% on 2 liters. Heart positive, phone positive, stool with an S3 Gallop. Lungs, bronchial and rales. Abdomen, soft. TMs, clear. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa without any lesions. Neurological, non-focal. Lower extremity, 1+ edema. Neck, positive JVD. Assessment, a 45-year-old gentleman with fetal alcohol syndrome, shortness of breath, chest pain, orthopnea, PND, history of myocardial infarction, diffuse heart disease, CHF, acute and chronic lower extremity edema, difficulty with movement and activity because of his shortness of breath. He's no longer able to get to his doctor's office. He's been asked, he's in desperate need of provider services because of his worsening condition. He also has a history of hypertension controlled with recent exacerbation of COPD and tobacco abuse. Period. He's using oxygen at 2 liters most of the time, and he's using albuterol nebulizer treatment at least 4 times a day. Period. He has pain and anxiety, both related to his air hunger and his coronary artery disease, which he takes Ativan for, and has chronic low back pain, neck pain, and DJD, which he takes the Norco 10-325 for at this time. Period. We have asked for his records to be sent to us regarding his recent ejection fraction. Thank you.